Yeah, look, I suppose actually it's going to be a very exciting week for them. Ulster final week, they don't come around too often, and I think the boys, they're delighted to get the opportunity to play in Ulster final, but they're also, I think, delighted to get the opportunity and another chance to perform, because I think, yeah, look, we got over the line just about on Friday night, but we certainly didn't bring the levels of performance that we are capable of bringing, so it's another opportunity for us to go out and perform.
Yeah, things like that happen in championship football, and particularly, look, as you know, playing week on week, you guys had the preliminary round to do as well, so that was three games on the bounce, and there were sort of three different dynamic of matches as well, so the word, look.
Yeah, three different challenges completely, and like, I suppose people make a lot out of the preliminary round. For us, we got up and running, and it kind of set the nerves a wee bit, and probably was a bit of an advantage going into the Monaghan game that you had played a bit of championship football. And then obviously last week there was no real advantage to that because of, you know, they had played Derry the previous week. But look, these boys have been training for, you know, for football and to what they want to be playing matches. So they're just excited to get another opportunity now on Friday night.
Yeah, but even that performance against Armagh, they never give up. So they did it in the second half, and you always felt that you came close to the end, even if it went to extra time, that you still had the measure of them. Look.
Yeah, look, the one thing that I have to say with this group is there's a serious bond and a serious kind of commitment to do the best for the team and for each other, and a never say die attitude that sometimes it just seems to be ingrained in players, and whatever about this group, they seem to have it in spades. They're just tremendous young fellas who just that they're just a privilege to work with all the time. And you know, the dressing room on Friday night, a lot of people would have said, I was getting a lot of questions, what did you say? And to be honest with you, the one thing we said was, if this is to be our last 30 minutes of championship football, we'll make sure that we leave nothing out in the pitch. And that's what they certainly did. They left nothing out in the pitch, and you know, if that result didn't go our way, I still would have been a very proud Donegal man leaving on Friday night.
Will they be very much a grounded group now ahead of the final, because they're young men at the end of the day? They're only, what, 16, 17 years of age, these young boys, look, and at times big occasions can have a different impact. But is this the sort of group that's maybe a wee bit more mature than what their age actually is?
Yeah, look, I think there's certainly a level of maturity to this group, and that they are well grounded. They're not, you know, they don't really buy into too much about the occasion. They want to play football. And you know what? One thing I would say about them as well is they're all exceptionally smart young fellas, with a real high football IQ, and that's my opinion on it. And they know that there's an absolutely mammoth test coming on Friday night, and they know that it's going to take a massive effort, an effort that we haven't seen yet, and to compete with these boys. So look, they're very grounded, and they're going to be excited as well, and we want them to be excited. Like, this is an opportunity not many young fellas are going to get to play in an Ulster Championship final. So, you know, they grew up looking at minor teams playing before senior teams and senior championship, and now it's their chance to play in it. So I'm excited for them.
Yeah, it's a big occasion for them. It's also a big occasion for Tyrone. You were there at Hayley Park on Saturday night. You watched them. What did you make of the opposition ahead of the final? Because they absolutely thumped Fermanagh, so they did, look.
They did, yeah, and you have to give them massive credit. They scored 937 in two championship games. I don't think on the record of anything I've ever seen anything like that before. Certainly not in the last 20 years anyway. They're an exceptional forward unit. They have a very strong defence and an exceptionally strong midfield. So and they have a very good goalkeeper there who's getting the kickouts away very, very well on Friday and Saturday night. So you know, in terms of performances, I felt that was nearly as complete a minor performance as I've ever seen. I thought they were excellent in every department, and you have to give them massive credit, both as the players and the management team, for that there, because it was an exceptional performance, to be fair.
Yeah. But in saying that, look, you guys came through, as we said at the start, a very, very tight game. Is it not maybe better going into a final off the back of the type of tie that you had, rather than coming through a game that you won by 30 points?
Like, it's very hard to know, Oisin, because I suppose such is the level of preparation and the coaching that goes into probably play teams like this at the minute. You know, it's just about getting the job done, whatever way it gets done. I thought the one thing that really impressed me as well about Tyrone was they had a real ruthless streak in them, and once they smelled blood against Fermanagh, they really went for the jugular. And like, as I said, after 20 26 minutes, it was 1-3 to 1-7, and they went into the break, you know, 2-8 to 1-3 down. And, you know, that couple of minutes. And then if you look at the start of the second half, then, you know, they rattled in goal after goal. They weren't taking their points, and they weren't taking their foot off the gas. They really went in a really professional, ruthless manner against Fermanagh. So, you know, like looking at their performance, they'll be looking at it from probably a perspective of how do they improve. And from that perspective, maybe they won't find too many faults. From us, we didn't find too many faults from it as well. So, and then we came in contrast that there, we came in against Armagh, and we knew that we were going to be in a real battle. So we did, and that's how it proved. And I suppose when both teams are back in the training ground tonight and tomorrow night, they're just going to be looking at how do you win an Ulster Championship. That's going to be the conversation. I'd say Saturday night and Friday night won't be on the agenda.
Well, if you are to win an Ulster Minor Championship title, Donegal hasn't had one in 5 years. Look, is it going to require your best performance of the campaign so far?
Absolutely, undoubtedly. It's going to require that and a bit more, I think. I suppose the one thing that we would be disappointed with the last day was the performance. I think we have an awful lot of areas where we need to improve on if we're to compete with this Tyrone team. You know, as I said, they are a phenomenal team. Like, you know, there's like Tyrone have had exceptional minor teams over the last, you know, 20-30 years. Like, but this has to be definitely well up there. It's one of the best I've seen.
Okay, look, thanks for talking to us, and wish you the very best of luck this coming weekend, this coming Friday night, and that Ulster final.
Thanks very much, Josh, and thank you.